April 7th, Christ the Magnet. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Acts 10:34-35. Christ recognizes no caste, no nationality. He holds it as his prerogative, divine and incommunicable, to work after his own might and pleasure. The compassionate Redeemer, he labored among all classes. When the paralytic was let down through the roof at his feet, he saw at a glance the trouble of the sufferer, and he immediately exercised his power as a sin-pardoning Savior. "Be of good cheer," he said, "thy sins be forgiven thee." Matthew 9:2. At this some of the scribes said within themselves, "Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Mark 2:7. How astonished they were to have their unspoken thoughts open before them. "Why reason ye these things in your hearts?" Jesus said. "Whether is it easy to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed and go thy way into thine house." Verses 8 to 11. Christ changed the relation of the sinner toward God, taking the guilt from the inmost soul. The rich fool died in his bloated wealth, but the helpless sinner was brought to Christ, and manifesting his belief that Christ could heal him, he was not disappointed. His diseased mind was first cured, and then the great physician cured his bodily infirmities. Thus Christ drew the people to him. He was unfolding truths of the highest order. The knowledge he came to impart was the gospel in all its richness and power. The sin-bearer, he is alive to all the horrors which sin brings upon the soul, and he came to this world with a message of deliverance. What is Christianity? God's instrumentality for the conversion of the sinner. Jesus will call to account everyone who is not brought under his control, who does not demonstrate in his life the influence of the cross of Calvary. Christ should be uplifted by those whom he has redeemed by dying on the cross. Manuscript 56, April 7, 1899, Following Christ.